to Pulley Middle School. This is Kathy Holton. I'll be judging your movement portion of today's show. I wish you the best of luck. Have a great time. This is championships. Have a great time. Have a beautiful performance. I wish you the best. Congratulations on these beautiful splits here in the front. Nice establishment of our mood with a gentle touch here. I like all the different poses. Some nice creative ideas here with our solos. I like the lower body work with your equipment work, good direction changes. Watch elbow placement. Also make sure anytime our bodies are placed consistent for the shoulders and hip angles, if that will help your equipment work be placed in the correct direction. Nice playful effect with our movement in the front. Okay, I suggest when we get up, make sure that that's really choreographed so that we get up in the same style. Our knees together, knees apart, where our feet, etc. Seems like we kind of have a variety of that. Whitfoot steps down first. All right, try not to readjust once we do our catches. Watch that upper body. Make sure our upper body is consistent. Watch freehand. Where's our freehand right now with the sabers? Quite a different placement or ideas. So we want to make sure that that's all consistent. We want to make sure everything is from person to person consistent throughout the entire guard. Nice job with our dance soloists again. Again, we seem to have a little bit of variation on the idea of body placement. Try not to count in your head. Watch feet placement, make sure we have the same amount of turnout. Okay, and all hit the ground at the same time. Watch the timing on our body work as well. Make sure it's all consistent from person to person. And anytime our foot leaves the ground, we want to make sure we know exactly how high is it leaving the ground, exactly what does it look like, is it pointed, is it flexed, what's the movement supposed to be. Watch free hands here, rifles. Same thing with flags. What is our free hand doing? Where is the elbow? How far forward is the arm? We have quite a variation on that. And again, the shoulder hip angles would make a big difference. Making sure our equipment would be more traveling through the same planes if our body is. Okay, rifles, watch those free hands. Nice ripple effect, but there again, where are those hands? And make sure we stay in step and stay with the beat of the music as we're coming across the floor. Where is the body facing? Is it facing the side? Is it facing the front? And also make sure we have, right now, what foot has our weight on it? All those different things have quite a bit of variation from performer to performer. We want to make sure it's consistent. Again, watch the free hand. The free hand can tell us so much about the attitude of the performers. It should be all consistent. Right now it should be flat. Where is that? And when is that kiss happening? When is that gestural movement happening? I want to make sure it's consistent from performer to performer. Okay, nice solo in front. Obviously very excellent flexibility. Nice job, guys. I hope you enjoyed yourselves. I think we have some really strong performers. We just need to make it more consistent from performer to performer. So I really hope that my comments were helpful to you guys. I hope you had a wonderful time this season. I look forward to seeing you in the future. Hope you have a great day here at Del Oro.